preaching Christ from all of Scripture. This is Abounding Grace. You join us now with Pastor Chris Gordon for a time of rightly dividing the word of truth.
So glad that you've tuned in today to Abounding Grace Radio. I'm Pastor Chris Gordon, and we are continuing our study of Matthew chapter 21 and Jesus's cursing of the fig tree. I've named this short series this week, The Barren Fig Tree. And in Matthew chapter 21, Jesus curses this tree. And this is what we read in verse 18. Now in the morning, as he returned to the city, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree by the road, he came to it and found nothing on it but leaves, and said to it, "Let no fruit grow on you ever again." Immediately the fig tree withered away. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, "How did the fig tree wither away so soon?" Well, we're looking at this event and the events that followed here on Abounding Grace this week, and I connected it yesterday with also that parable that Jesus told in Luke chapter 13. He also spoke this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it and found none. Then he said to the keeper of his vineyard, "Look, for 3 years I have come seeking fruit on this fig tree and find none. Cut it down. Why does it use up the ground?" But he answered and said to him, "Sir, let it alone this year also, until I dig around it and fertilize it. And if it bears fruit, well. But if not, after that, you can cut it down." Now, the meaning to all this is very clear. Jesus had come to his own, John 1, and his own did not receive him. His own were Israel. And in this incident, he was saying that he had come to a tree that was full of green leaves, but there was no fruit. This was the fig tree. And we looked at yesterday, all throughout the Old Testament, that the fig tree had been a symbol for national Israel. And Jesus here curses it. He curses it. It immediately withers as he said to it, "Let no fruit grow on you ever again." And the disciples are shocked at this. It begs the question, you know, how could you have so many leaves and no fruit on a fruit tree like this? And that's the astonishing factor that is here emphasized in the text. Israel rejected her Messiah, and Jesus, in Matthew chapter 21, this week of the cross event, just made a final and a clean and a fast break with Judaism. He was done in that on a national level. And we see in the New Testament that now the doors would be opened to all tribes, tongues, peoples, and nations. In fact, Jesus will say in this very section that he's going to take what was given to that nation and give it to another nation bearing the fruits of it. And Jesus says that. Jesus says that right in verse 43. "Therefore I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken from you," he's speaking to Israel, "and given to a nation bearing the fruits of it." Well, we'll look at what that nation is. It's the holy nation that Peter talked about. That includes Gentiles. So what we're seeing here in this cursing of the fig tree are the consequences of unbelief, of rejecting Jesus. And you know, I said yesterday, just how contrary Jesus's action here of showing the consequences of unbelief, that he does not tolerate unbelief, and that he curses the symbol of national Israel, of all these Christians supporting a nation in its unbelief. How does that fit? How does that fit? I pray for them. I want to see them come to Jesus, but there's no fruit. I don't see any fruit over there. I don't see a nation that's come to Jesus. And Paul applied it that way. Paul applied it that way in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, that there still is a veil over their hearts when Moses is read. How so? So that they can't see Jesus Christ. It's a judgment. In fact, Paul said that they are before us as an example of what unbelief looks like so that every mouth might be stopped in terms of its own righteousness. God put them under the law. God gave them all those special privileges. And what does Paul say in Romans chapter, at the end of chapter 3? He says, now we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law, that's Israel, that every mouth might be stopped and the whole world may become guilty before God. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight. Israel had taken the law, tried to make it the badge of their righteousness before God, and they ended up cursed. Well, that's what Jesus shows us here today in Matthew chapter 21. Israel, Romans 9, was given the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, the service of God, and the promises, but here's their end, cursed for unbelief. So what does this tell you? Well, if the fig tree ends up cursed and it represents Israel, which any Old Testament student would know that, what essentially this all says is that they had developed a religion as a smoke screen from the gospel. They had developed a religion that was a smoke screen from the gospel. In other words, their whole man-made religion never produced fruit glorifying to God. And so how fitting, then, that they became represented by the fig tree. Where were we first introduced to figs, my friend? Fig leaves. I'll tell you. Here it is. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves coverings. That's Genesis 3. Right after the fall, Adam and Eve saw their nakedness, saw their shame, and how did they try to cover it before God? They sewed together fig leaves. And God would condemn those fig leaves. In fact, he would shed the blood of an animal and give them tunics of skin to teach that without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. Israel was trying to cover themselves with their own righteousness, had become associated with their fig leaves that were given in the Garden of Eden by Adam and Eve. And apart from the shedding of blood, apart from Jesus Christ, whom they had rejected, there is no covering. Here was Christ, the Lamb of God, openly indicting them that their religion with all their laws hadn't produced any fruit. How can you be a tree full of leaves and no fruit? Now here's the warning that comes out of this section this week as we look at this in Matthew chapter 21. Let's apply this. You have to take it a step further and apply it. Any religion not bearing fruit unto the glory of God, this is Christ's view of it, cursed. The fig tree is an eternal object lesson for the kind of religion, even the kind of Christianity, that has a lot of leaves and no fruit, nothing sincere, nothing real, nothing life transforming. In other words, no Christ. And there are a lot of really religious, nice, externally good people today. And Jesus curses this tree, and it dies. Now, my friends, this is all the direct fulfillment of something. This is all the direct fulfillment of what had happened in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28. Remember, with the giving of the law, there were certain stipulations given. And under the Mosaic law, there was the stipulation of what? Do this and live. And if you read Deuteronomy 28, carefully. Let me just summarize this for you. This is the beginning of Deuteronomy 28. Now it shall come to pass if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God to observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth. And he goes on in verse 15, but it shall come to pass if you do not obey the voice of the Lord your God to observe carefully all his commandments and his statutes, which I command you today, that all these curses will come upon you and overtake you. Cursed you shall be in the city, and cursed you shall be in the country. Cursed you shall be in your basket and your kneading bowl. Cursed shall be the fruit of your body and the produce of your land and the increase of your cattle and the offspring of your flocks. Cursed you shall be when you come in, and cursed you shall be when you go out. Verse 58. if you do not carefully observe all the words of this law that are written in this book, that you may fear this glorious and awesome name, the Lord your God, then the Lord will bring upon you and your descendants extraordinary plagues, great and prolonged plagues, and serious and prolonged sicknesses. Now, in other words, here's the law. Here is the Mosaic law, Israel. You don't keep it all perfectly, you're done. That's what he said. You're going to be cursed. That was the covenant with Moses on Sinai. Look, Israel, this is it. Keep it perfectly. And what happens? Well, that should have driven them to the Lord Jesus Christ. But it didn't. They developed their own system of righteousness. So you ask the question, is Israel blessed today? Well, look at their life over there. Look at what goes on. How could you be hated by every nation in the earth to this degree? The point is, if Abraham was to be a blessing to every nation, the point is, look at what's happened. Get it? There was no fruit under the law for them, and they rejected the only way they could bear fruit, which is through Jesus Christ. And that is what is being shown to us. That is what is being shown to us. The consequences of unbelief. Jesus walks up to the fig tree, which symbolizes Israel. He curses it. They had rejected him. He cleanses their temple because they had polluted his temple. And they had made it a den of thieves. And he says, let no fruit grow on you ever again. You say, well, Israel became a nation in 1948. Dear friend, dear listener, what fruit have we seen? I pray there's a mass conversion over there, and if that happens, then that won't be any different than how you came to Christ if you're a believer. But as a nation, as a national nation of bloodline, those distinctions are wiped out, and Jesus just did that here. It is now neither Jew nor Greek. The true Jew is one what? Romans says, inwardly. Not in the letter of the law, not in the outward circumcision, but in the circumcision of the heart. Ephesians 2. He broke down the middle wall of separation, and he's made the two one, Jew and Greek, so that those distinctions are done. The fig tree tells us that, the cursing of the fig tree. Now that's the sad news here today, that Israel is an example of where unbelief will land you. Where's the hope? Because naturally, I'm no better than Israel. And that's the point. None of us are any better than Israel. Together, we're going to all sew our own fig leaves, apart from the kind of saving covering that we need. And it's at this point that Jesus provides for his disciples and for us the antidote. The disciples come to Jesus and they marveled at the fig tree. How did it wither away so soon? And Jesus answers. Jesus answered and said to them, assuredly, I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what was done to this fig tree, but also if you say to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, it will be done. And whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. I find that teaching, my friends, of our Lord in the middle of this horrible scene as one of the brightest gospel teachings in the New Testament. The way of escape. The way from away from a barren, fruitless religion is by faith alone in Jesus Christ alone. He is our righteousness. He is our covering. We must come to him, and then we will bear the kind of fruits worthy of repentance and salvation that he gives to those who love him. That's what we learned today. May we trust in Christ. Bounding Grace Radio was brought to you by the United Reformed Church here in Linden. We are a church where the Bible is sincerely believed and faithfully taught. As always, we give you an invite to join us. 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. are the worship service times. Visit us on the web at lindenurc.com. Many resources there for you to get to know us, who we are, and what we believe. Or you could give us a call, 360-318-0429. Thanks for tuning in today. May the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ continue to richly bless you.